This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro Plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Before we get to Big Ben McDonald, our own Cordell Woodland, along with the rest of the Orioles beat guys at Brandon High's press conference, and Cordell tweeted this out. Grayson Rodriguez had a side session planned for today, but woke up with shoulder soreness a few days ago. The O's scrapped the session earlier this week. He got imaging done, but still awaiting results. This is a separate injury from the triceps and elbow. Hyde, quote, hoping for the best, Jason. Hoping for the best. Joining us now is Big Ben McDonald. And Ben, I remember when we had you on during spring training, when we heard Mike Elias talk about Grayson Rodriguez, he's going to take the next step this year. He's going to be the ace that we've all hoped for. And I remember your response, Ben, saying it's about availability now with Grayson Rodriguez. It's not the stuff. It's not can he do it. It's about is he going to hit the post? And now who knows when we're going to see Grayson?
Yeah, look, guys, I just saw that come across my feed, too. And that is just, I mean, what's the old saying? When it rains, it pours. And it's pouring right now on the Orioles. There's no doubt about that. I hate it for Grayson, first of all, because I know how hard of a worker he is and what he wants to be and the potential that he has. And I can relate to some of that in some ways, because early in my career, I was nicked up, too, you know, and had some injuries. And it was hard to stay on the field before I, you know, finally had some good fortune and figured some things out, was able to stay on the field. I missed a start for 3 or 4 years, whatever it was. But, yeah. I mean, that's the thing with Grayson. I mean, you're right. I mean, when he's taking the ball every fifth day, he's proven what he can be. And he's been really good. And he can be even better if he takes the ball every fifth day. He continues to learn. But you know how it is, guys. If you can't post, you can't go out there, you're not going to get that much better. And you're obviously not helpful for your team. And so this is very disappointing news. And that's the only thing that's holding Grayson Rodriguez up, in my opinion, from being a number one. But true number ones go out and they answer the bell every fifth day like a Corbin Burns does and like the other one, like Scooble does and others, you know. And you got to be able to post. If you can't post, then you can't be a number one. But we keep our fingers crossed. Hope this is just something simple. Some, you know, could be a little bit of tendonitis, could be a little bit of anything trying to work his way back. But certainly this is a setback, there's no doubt.
Ben, how much more important does it make what we got from Dean Kramer last night? And I mean, I'm not really even being facetious here. I feel like right now he's the closest thing that they have to a stopper or a guy who might be able to go out there and be more good than bad, you know, two out of every three starts, because the rest of this rotation right now is giving me a lot of angst.
Yeah, I mean, it was so good to see, you go back and look, and I call Dean sneaky good. You know, you go back to three prior years before this year. I mean, dude, 70-something starts with a 3.85 ERA. That's way above average, right? That's better than most. And we were hoping that Dean was going to take a step forward, too, this year. I mean, he's got a lot of experience under his belt now. You know, he's been around the league a little bit, starting to figure things out. And So it was very encouraging for me to see him pitch like he did last night. He's just not been up to snuff. And, you know, I think it's more about the splitter for him. That split finger fastball was so good last year. And for me, it just has not been as consistent. The shape of it, the downward action, has not been as consistent this year as, say, it was last year. I felt like it was better, the part of the game that I watched last night, than what it has been this year. But, yeah, I mean, look, I agree. When you lose your number one and your number two, and that's what the Orioles have done to this point right now, everybody else in this rotation has to figure out a way to step up. They got to start doing better. You know, I went back and looked. You know, the Orioles pitchers, starters are averaging 5 innings per start. You know, it's got to get better than that. You've got to start giving a little more length. You know, you've got to get yourself into the 6th inning, because if we don't do that, same thing happened a couple years ago, the bullpen guys are going to be out of juice by the time August and September rolls around, because we're going to use them up, you know. And so it's so important for whoever's in that rotation right now to start giving a little more length, and certainly capable of pitching better than what they have. So I think our rotation right now is what? ERA of over 5, and I think it's like 29th out of 30 teams. I think only the Rockies' rotation has been better than the Orioles, or worse than the Orioles at this point, you know. So, yes, look, it's got to get better. And I've always said this, and I'm going to keep saying this, pitching is the most important thing in this game. If you can pitch and you can play defense, you got a chance to win every game. There's no doubt about that. And that's why you see Tampa Bay Rays over the years be a really solid team with not a whole lot of offense, but they can pitch and play defense year in and year out. You know, and others, you can go down the line. That helps to have a potent offense, obviously. But for me, pitch is the most important thing. I think Mike Elias felt like he addressed a lot of those issues in the offseason. It wasn't the big splash that we wanted. You know, because we were linked to Burns for a while, we were linked to Crochet for a while, we were linked to Snell for a while. Those things happened, obviously. So you have what you have at this point, you know, and I get the frustration with the fan base, I get the frustration with the starters, I get all that. But, you know, in my opinion, there's no sense in crying anymore. Like, we got to go, this is what we have right now, and you got to go out, and these guys are just going to have to get better. That's the only way around it. And you got to hang on until the trade deadline, or until at least some teams think they're out of the race and they're willing to make a deal and want to get rid of some guys. It's so early in the year, nobody's wanting to come off of anybody right now because they all think they have a chance to win. But as we click through the next couple of months, some teams are going to get out there and say, okay, we don't have a chance this year. And it's going to be up to Mike Elias in the front office then, in my opinion, to go make a big splash. And a splash that not for just 1 year. In my opinion, if you're going to give up some real dudes, that's what it's going to take. You're going to have to give up a Colby Mayo or somebody like that. Mm-hmm. You better get somebody that's got some club control. You got to get somebody that's going to give you, going to be in your rotation for a couple years if you give up prospects like that. And that's what it's going to be. Now, the good news is, hopefully, you know, Elvin's going to be back soon. Hopefully, at some point, Gracie comes back. And, of course, Kyle Bradish is really doing well. Knock on wood, fingers crossed, he's progressing really well. So it almost feels like, hang on, keep your head above water somehow, and just hang on until we get closer to the trade deadline and closer to some of these guys coming back. That's what has to happen.
We're speaking to Ben McDonald. It's Inside Access on the Fan. And Ben, Tomo Sugano is on the mound tonight. He's another one of those guys that needs to step up. A number that was really alarming when I was looking up his splits today, Ben. 467 on base percentage when he faces the batter who leads off the inning. So almost 50% of the time, the leadoff guy is getting on, and that's what's led to trouble with Sugano. What are you hoping to see out of him tonight against the Guardians?
Well, one thing, you know, the command and control that we heard about and saw the numbers in Japan, and for me, has not surfaced yet, right? He's got 5 walks and 5 strikeouts in 3 starts right now. And I know in Japan, they're not major league hitters, and I think he lived on the corners there, and he was able to expand his zone by a couple of inches when he got ahead. But big league hitters just don't swing at those balls very often. And I think that's what Sugano is starting to figure out, is like, these are different hitters that have a little bit different understanding of the strike zone. So he's going to have to figure out a way to have more in-zone success. In other words, he can't let the leadoff guy get on with a walk or a base hit. And, I'm a big believer, the first batter of every inning, to me, is the most important one. You get the first batter of every inning, the chance of the team scoring goes way, way down from there. But when the leadoff guy gets on, any way he gets on, walk, hit, error, hit, by whatever you want to call it, he's going to score about 50% of the time. And that's what's led to a lot of the...
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You know, misfortunes for Sagano. And it's not like he's been terrible. We got a glimpse of what he could do against the Royals a couple starts ago. I thought he was really good. The splitter was really good. The command was outstanding. But that's what he is, guys. He is a control command guy that has to live on the edges. But he's going to have to live over the white part of the plate a little bit more and take some more chances, not to get himself in some predictable counts, you know. And so I think it's in the bag in a lot of ways. I think he is still learning these big league hitters and learning what it's still about. And so I'm hoping he has a big outing tonight because I think he's capable of doing that. You got to get behind him and play defense. There's no doubt because he's not going to strike out a ton of guys. No. It's just not going to happen. He's got five strikeouts in three starts so far. You know, he's going to force guys to put balls in play, and that's okay. He's a ground ball pitcher when he's right. And, you know, our defense has to get behind him and play. That's what he is at this point in time in his career.
Ben, can you promise us that we're going to talk to you 2-3 weeks down the road and we're going to be talking about Heston Kjerstad's just played in 15 of the last 17 games and he's in the first percentile right now in launch angle sweet spot and he's in the top 18% in hard hit percentage and that these guys are going to just let this young man swing the bat 4 or 5 times a night for 2 or 3 weeks straight and see what that looks like? Can you promise me that?
Well, I can't promise you anything in this world. I would like to promise you that. The only thing I can promise you right now is I'm stuck in Baton Rouge traffic trying to make it over to LSU for tonight. But we're moving, but we're traveling at like half the speed of smell right now. Ooh. Going down the interstate. So it's pretty slow. But yeah, you know, look, you know, and here's the silver lining. You know, I mean, for Kjerstad, he's getting a real opportunity now that Kauser went down. I remember Mike Elias. I remember Brandon High got up the first day of spring training and said, it's Heston Kjerstad's time. He's going to get at bats this year. We got to figure out he's dominated AAA. It's time to give him a real shot. But I think there was a moment in there where I felt like Kjerstad was going to get sent down and
absolutely
not get that opportunity until Kauser went down. And now he's getting that opportunity. So in some ways, it might have helped save a lot of criticism from Mike Elias and a lot of criticism from Brandon High because of what they said the first day of spring training, you know. And so I'm glad Heston's getting an opportunity. As you guys know the story with him, he has been through a lot in his career. I saw him for 3 years at Arkansas. I thought every year that I saw him covering college baseball, he was the best hitter in the college game. I was very excited when the Orioles took him. And, of course, he got myocarditis. You know, he got all these things. He blew out a hammy 1 year. He was healthy in spring training. He's had a lot of setbacks in his career. But I'm with you guys. If this kid gets an opportunity, and I said this way before the season started, if Heston Kjerstad gets 250 at-bats, I think he's going to hit you 15 homers. I really think he can do that. If he gets 400 at-bats, mm-hmm. I don't know if he's going to get that many. I think it hits you 20, 25 home runs. I think he's that kind of guy. I see him starting to be a little bit more aggressive. I thought early in the year he reminded me of Colton Cowser 2 years ago, where instead of trying to do damage on the ball, he was feeling for the ball. In other words, he didn't want to make a mistake. He wanted to put balls in play, and you saw a lot of lazy balls out toward left field, okay? Now he's starting to pull the ball a little bit more, and I want to see him get the head out there, guys. I want to see him try to do damage on the ball a little bit more because he is quite capable of doing that. And I think the more comfortable he becomes, the more big league at-bats that he has and sees in the string and he gets consistent at-bats, I think you're going to start seeing him pull the ball a little bit more, be aggressive, and just what I call just get up there and let it rip every now and then.
He's Ben McDonald. Ben, thank you so much.
Thanks,
for taking
brother.
The
Good
time
luck
today,
with the traffic.
Man.
Thank you, guys. Take care.
Thank you.
You got it. Coming up next, we're going to get into the Grayson Rodriguez news. He was scratched from a side session today. He underwent an MRI on his shoulder. Brandon Hyde, quote, hoping for the best. We'll hear that sound next on The Fan.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.